Reboot your credit card with Apple Card, the only credit card designed for iPhone. It gives you up to 3% daily cash back on every purchase. Plus, Apple Card has no fees, not even hidden ones. Apply for Apple Card now in the Wallet app on iPhone. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Subject to credit approval. Variable APRs for Apple Card range from 19.24% to 29.49% based on creditworthiness. Rates as of February 1st, 2024, terms and more at applecard.com.
When I found out I was going to be a parent, I immediately felt a lot of anxiety and worry. So I went on to BetterHelp to try to look for a therapist to help me with that.
My relationship with my family and with my boyfriend and with myself were suffering. I really needed help.
I was ruminating a lot. Really getting those thoughts out to a therapist and getting feedback was just life-changing.
If you're thinking of giving therapy a try, learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
What's going on, my wonderful listeners? Today is Free Ride Friday, so make sure you hang on to the end of the episode so you can see who won this week's free ride. Every Friday, we give away a lifetime membership to our $100 MBA community. That's over 180 training videos, interviews with experts, our private Facebook group, workbooks, a whole lot more, and we give away a lifetime membership for free every Friday. And the way to enter our weekly random draw is to simply leave us an iTunes rating and review. So when you guys show us some love, we do the same with a free ride. If you haven't left us an iTunes rating and review yet, you can't win. So drop us one right now and you can win next week's free ride. All right, guys, let's jump into today's episode. $100 MBA Show, the business podcast that is the best one out there, minute for minute, with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. We don't waste any time. We get straight to the point with the business building goodness you're looking for. As always, I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And in today's lesson, you will learn how important is sleep as an entrepreneur. This is a episode that's been long awaited and a topic that you may not be thinking about, but should. Are you getting enough sleep as an entrepreneur? What happens when you don't get enough sleep? Is sleep overrated? A lot of people talk about I'll rest when I die. I'm a hustle machine right now. But is that practical? Is that smart? Let's take a look at what the research says. How much sleep should you be getting? And how will it affect your performance and your bottom line as a business builder? I can't wait to get into today's episode, so let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by HostGator, your all-in-one website hosting solution. Get started with HostGator in no time. They'll get your website up and running, looking great, with your own domain name in no time. And they'll do it all without breaking the bank. They're saving you 30% off. That means you can have a website for under $5 a month and your own tech team. They got 24/7 live support. Just go to HostGator.com/MBA30 to get the discount. Just go to HostGator.com/MBA30. Sleep. How important is it to you as an entrepreneur? How much of a priority are you making it? How much sleep do you need? How does it affect you? We're going to get real about this topic in today's episode. I want to give you some solid advice, some things to move forward with in your life as an entrepreneur. First of all, we have to agree upon something that's very, very important. And that's if you are in the best health, if you are performing at your best, then your business will be, because you are the leader of the business. You are the creator of the business. Everything comes from you. Your employees look for you to guidance. Your customers look at you for confidence. Every little thing that you do, from creating your product to selling your product to dealing with customers, will be affected by the way you are. And one of the easiest ways, like this is the biggest hack ever, to make sure that you are healthy and you can perform at a top level is getting the right amount of sleep. Now, of course, exercise, diet, this is so important. But sleep is the one we neglect the most because, of course, we're hustling. All the gurus out there are saying, work hard, do your thing, stay up late, all that stuff. But at what cost? Are you getting enough rest is a very, very important question. Now, I'm going to admit, I, for a very long time, when I first started building businesses back in 2002, didn't get enough sleep. And I was of the belief that sleep is for chumps, and that I can make it on 5 hours sleep, some days 4 hours sleep. And if I drink enough cups of coffee and I stayed motivated enough, I can keep plowing through. Unfortunately, that's just not a smart idea. It's not sustainable. And you might be getting some things done in the short term, but in the long term, it'll have a great effect on your body and your health. So getting enough sleep is very important. And in America, the amount of people that don't get enough sleep is staggering. 30% people get 6 hours or less. Now you might be asking, so how many hours should I sleep? Well, it's going to differ from one person to another. And a lot of people, they hear this and they just run with this. It's like, okay, that means I only need 4 hours sleep because it might be different for me than other people. No, the difference is not that big. Scientists say that 7 hours is the minimum. And for most people, 8 hours is optimum. And for some people, they're going to need more. Some people might need 9 hours. There's a little experiment, a little exercise you can do to know how many hours of sleep you actually need. And this is something I learned from an expert, a sleep researcher called Matthew Gibson. And Matthew says you need to allot 2 weeks for this experiment, for this exercise. And what you're going to do is that you're going to sleep a little earlier. So say, for example, you go to bed normally at 10 so you can get up at 6. But most of us get up with an alarm. We hear the alarm ring, we get up, and if it was our choice, we'd probably go back to bed because we're kind of tired. So what he is saying is you need to get to bed a little earlier. Still set the alarm at 6 or so, but go to bed maybe at 9 or even 8:30. The earlier the better. The point here is that if you can go to bed right after nightfall, because our bodies are biologically more comfortable or sleep better after nightfall, right immediately after nightfall. That's not sunset, because there's sunset and there's nightfall. Sunset's when the sun is actually setting and the sky is still kind of red. And nightfall is when there is no redness in the sky and it's black. And usually it's about an hour and a half after sunset. So get to bed early. The point here is that, say, for example, you go to bed at 8:30 instead of 10. The experiment is supposed to see what time you get up naturally without the alarm. So say, for example, you get up at 5:30 instead of 6 because you went to bed at 8:30. So that means you need 9 hours. Now, if this happens the first night, that's not really what you need to do. The reason why you got to do for 2 weeks is so you can find out what the actual number is, meaning that maybe the first few days, maybe even the first full week, you're still adjusting, meaning that you're still making up for lost time. You're still kind of sleep deprived for some reason, and you're sleeping more than you need. But at some point, you're going to start balancing out, and you're going to start realizing, oh, I need 8.5 hours sleep, or I need 9 hours sleep, or I need 7.5 hours sleep. So this exercise is supposed to see how many hours you actually just sleep and wake up naturally. Now we have the alarm set just to make sure that you get to work on time or get up on time. But the point here is that you're getting to bed earlier so you can do this exercise. Now I know this is 2 weeks, this is a lot of time, but it's really going to help. And if you don't believe me, Matthew Gibson, this researcher, he learned that even just getting 1 extra hour of sleep a week, not a night, a week, increases people's income by 4.5%. That is huge, guys. That means people that get a little bit more sleep make more money. Now you might be thinking, oh, 4.5%, that's not a lot. It is, guys. You may not think it's now, but the effects are compounded and over time. For a lot of small businesses, they make a revenue of $100,000 a month. That's an extra $4,500 a month every single month. And that's just 1 hour extra a week. So invest in yourself and make sure you're getting enough sleep, guys. I know you got a lot to do. I know, especially for those who are working in a job and they're trying to build their business on the side, they feel like, wow, I don't have time. I have to, you know, not sleep as much as I want to. You got to strike a balance. And the important thing to remember here is consistent sleep. So don't try to make things up in the weekend. This doesn't help. That means if you sleep 5 hours a night, Monday through Friday, and then on Saturday and Sunday, you sleep 10 hours, doesn't really do well for your body. You need consistent, regular, good amount of sleep. Now, what happens if you don't get enough sleep? What happens if you don't get the right amount of sleep? What are the dangers? What are you sacrificing? And I'm going to speak out of my own experience. We get into that right after I give some love for today's sponsor, HostGator. Guys, if you're just getting started and you're looking to build your website, HostGator is an all-in-one solution. My advice to you is sign up with HostGator with this special link to save 30% off web hosting. That's under $5 a month. That's incredible. And then once you sign up, just contact HostGator via phone, chat, or email. It's 24/7, any time of day. And tell them, hey, I want to get started with my website. Walk me through it. And they'll do that for you. They'll show you how to install WordPress in one click, how to install a theme. They'll guide you to tutorials. Their support is fantastic. If you need to register a domain name, they'll help you out with that. You need marketing services, they'll help you out with that. If you need design services, they'll help you out with that. The point here is that you need your little IT team, which is HostGator, to help you with all your IT needs for your business. So get started with HostGator and save 30% off web hosting. Just go to HostGator.com/MBA30. That's HostGator.com/MBA30. If you're not well rested, if you're not getting enough sleep, it's very hard for you to make the right decisions. Your brain is clouded. You just are frustrated. You're cranky. I know firsthand, if I don't get enough sleep or I'm hungry, those are two things that really, really make it hard for me to make the right decision to even work properly. I'm just not myself. It's like those Snicker commercials, right? When you start building your business, you're going to start making some major important decisions. You cannot afford to be in the wrong state of mind. When you get enough sleep, you have more of a sound mind. You don't rush things. You think things through. You're more patient. You're not irritated. There's nothing worse than feeling so tired every single day, and then you got to make decisions, and then you got to work, and then you got to make things happen. It's just not an enjoyable process. You can really hurt your business if you're not getting enough rest, if you're not getting enough sleep. Make sure you do this. We talked about this in a more grander scale when it came to taking some time off, going on vacations, giving yourself a break, stepping away from the business so you can see it in a different light. And this is what sleep does on the regular, on the everyday basis. It refreshes your mind. You wake up the next morning and say, you know what? New perspective. Sometimes when I get a good night's sleep, I see things completely differently and realize these problems are not really problems and they can easily be dealt with or solved if I do 1, 2, 3. It's because I have a clear mind. It's because I've rested. You should come to your business every single day with that mind. All right, guys, that wraps up today's lesson, but it's not the end of today's episode. Today's Free Ride Friday, so I got to give away a lifetime membership to the $100 MBA training and community. Let's see who won this week's free ride. And today's winner is Sean Youssef from Canada. Sean Youssef says, change the way you think. Omar has changed the way I approach business. His podcast and tips are truly one of the best resources for learning, planning, and executing. Thank you, Sean Youssef, for that awesome review. And welcome to the $100 MBA training and community. You won this week's free ride. Your mission is to email us at support@businessrepublic.net so we can give you the free ride, the free lifetime membership to the $100 MBA training and community. Thank you so much for supporting us. And thank you all, guys, for the amazing reviews and subscribing. All right, guys, before I go, I want to leave you with this. If you ever are in a need of making a decision, a very big decision, and you're having a hard time, you're having a difficult time figuring out what's best, I suggest you just put it aside and sleep on it. I think sleeping on it is one of the best advice ever. And it doesn't mean that you're just going to miraculously have a better idea when you wake up. It's just that you need some rest so you can think clearly. Get a good night's sleep and see how you feel immediately in the morning when you get up. You might see things a little bit clearer. You might think of an idea. You might think of somebody who you can call upon to help you. It's really hard to make a tough decision when you're tired, and I advise against it. All right, guys, I'll check you in tomorrow's episode. Q&A weekends. I'll see you then. Take care.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah. Of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah. That happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.